Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Fulfill the lust of the flesh. Once you over, under, and understand
that, my brothers and sisters, now you're ready to start building the ark. That house is the Ruach of the temple. You see, my brother, once you receive the Ruach of the Pneuma or the Holy Spirit, and you take that spirit and you activate your DNA, you unravel the 3 billion letters inside of each one of your blood cells, your DNA cells, that reconnects you to the 12th heaven. That activates all 12 strands of your DNA to connect you with God. When you're connected with God, God downloads something into your spirit, into your temple. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Ruach or the Pneuma? Once you understand, you got to now, you have to build the temple that houses the Shekinah glory of God. Now we got to get ready because the flood is coming, my brothers and sisters. The flood is coming. Whether you ready or not, you need to be ready because during September, the gates are going to be opened. I'm talking metaphysically or spiritually. Whatever happens physically is irrelevant to me. Now, I know it's important to you. I'm not one of these doomsayers or doom gloomers. This is an exciting time. This is the most important time, the most exciting period in history to be alive because we're living in the day of age when the sixth seal is being released in Revelation chapter 16 where it talks about the sixth seal, where the gates or the abyss is being released and abandoned, the destroyer, Nibiru, the 12th planet, is being released. Now, for some people, that's a bad thing, but for me, it's a good thing. Because why? I've already prepared. I've already built my temple that houses the Shekinah glory of God. Now, it is my job to assist you with building your temple. That is why I was born. This is the only reason that I am on the planet. Because when you read about me, when you read about people who've been called and been equipped and been set aside by the Creator to do this, all of the MT33s on the planet, there's a lot of us. I'm not the only one. You may be one as well. If you go to Exodus chapter 31, verse 1, you can read all about Bethesda. Bethesda, my brother, Bethesda, my sister, was sent by the Creator to assist the tribe of Judah with building the temple, with building the Ark of the Covenant that housed the Shekinah glory of God. It is your time, brothers, it is your time, sisters, to start building your ark before September the 15th. Oh, I'm sorry, September of 2015. It is time to start building your ark. Let me say that again. It is time to start building your ark. Let me say that one more time. It is time to start building your ark, not your physical ark. I'm not talking about setting aside food. I'm not talking about taking up arms. I'm not talking about, you know, setting aside water. I'm not talking about building no hidden underground bunker. I'm not talking about trying to run out into the woods or trying to avoid this or trying to avoid that. That's all scare tactics. Can you do all of that? Sure. But God is not the God that I serve has not given me a spirit of fear, but he's given me a spirit of love, power, sound mind. So it is my job to make sure, my brothers and sisters, that you are spiritually equipped for what is coming. Now, what is coming? Now, you can talk to a lot of people, and you're going to hear a lot of things. It could be a meteorite. It could be, now, I've already done, 3 years ago, I told everybody what was happening in September of 15. 3 years ago. It's still available on Blog Talk. I talked about planet Nibiru. I talked about the homunculus and all of this stuff. I talked about the jinns and the genies, the sprites and the mojos. I've tried to explain, illuminate, and simplify. And I've been doing this for the last 5 years, but specifically for the last 3 years. So this next series that starts on, we'll probably get started on Wednesday or Thursday of this week. Now, Wednesday or Thursday of this week, my brothers and sisters, we start a new seven-part series. So each day I am going to give you the tools that you need to build your spiritual ark to house the spiritual glory of God. So that way, whatever happens in September of 2015 or whatever does not happen, you need to be ready today. You can't wait. You need to make sure that your spiritual house is in order. So that way, at the last sound, at the last trump, the dead that are in Christ, there's a lot of dead that are not in Christ. You need to make sure that You are in Christ. You need to make sure that you have oil in your lampstand. You need to make sure that you are a part of the five wise virgins and not the five unwise virgins. So you need to make sure whether the rapture happens or not. Everybody is trying to figure out what is going to happen instead of figuring out what you should be doing to put your ark. Notice what Noah was doing before the flood. While everybody else was debating if there was going to be a flood, Noah was building the ark to house his family. It is my opinion that the same thing that Noah did to do. The Bible says, as in the days of Noah, so will it be the second coming of the Son of Man. It's the movie of the Jews, and the whole movie there was just talking about one thing, metal over men. I don't know if you understand what's going on, brothers and sisters, but they are promoting metal over men. This ideal of carbon over spirituality. It is the promotion of the transhumanism that I just talked about on the last show and the last book that I just released. That book was entitled Technotronics. If you don't have a book, you need to get that book yesterday. It's available at my website, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Everybody listening to the show must email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. And let me know, Doc, I am with you for this next series. Now, the cost of this next series, just like the last series, is $100. Everybody that's a part of the Eagles Club, you guys are already aware that you get the 50% discount. It's very important, my brothers and sisters, it's not about money. It's about you building your ark. There's a certain window that you have to get your house, your spiritual house in order before September the 15th. September, which is interesting because that's my birthday. My name means Bethesda. So in this series, I'm going to break down who I am. I'm going to break down why I've been through what I've been through. I'm going to break down what I know that you need to know, that you have to know. I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the entire history of Bethesda, the son of earth. I need to make sure that you understand, my brothers and sisters, because if you don't understand, you are going to be left spiritually behind. Now, what's important? What are the benefits of this series that's coming up? The first thing in this 7-hour series that we're going to be talking about again is what's happening in September. What is going on? Why is the 12th planet coming into the Earth's rotational pull of gravity that causes these cosmic events that happen every 26,000 years? This is a cyclical or cyclical event that corresponds with the year of Jubilee and the Jewish calendar or the Yom Kippur. This isn't anything new, my brothers and sisters. This has been going on since the beginning of time. And we have just not the elite. They know it. That's why they have built these underground military bases. That's why they got all of these silos. That's why the Walmarts are closing. That's why 30 Targets have closing. That's why underneath every Walmart is the entryway to a tunnel. Not every, but a lot. That's why Targets all over the country. That's why the elite are preparing for September, but they ain't telling you. That's why the French president came on national TV and said that there's going to be a climate disaster in September. Why isn't the air going to be breathable after September? What is happening in September that they know? What in all of every movie? I just watched the movie Avengers. It was about basically the same thing, a disaster of epic scale because of something hitting the earth. What is it that they know that you don't? That is what we are going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify in this next series so that way you and your family are prepared. Then we're going to go to the book of Exodus chapter 31. We're going to read Exodus 31. We're going to start with verse 1 where it says, "Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying unto him, See, I have called by name Bethuzael, the son of Ur, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all kinds of craftsmanship, to make the cutting of the stones and of the setting, and in the carving of wood, that he may work in all kinds of craftsmanship. Now, my brothers and my sisters, Exodus chapter 3, verse 1, 2, 3 is what I just read. That is my entire life story. Everything that I've done in my entire life is found in the book of Exodus chapter 31. My entire life has prepared me for today. Everything that I've done in my entire life, right now the hair on the back of my neck is standing up. Right now as I'm speaking to you, my body, my entire body feels like I'm almost in a cold sweat, like I'm working out. Because I cannot believe that God has selected me for such a time as this. My name, my English name, my birth name in Hebrew means Bethesiah. When I researched this and I pulled it up and posted it 20 years ago, I had no clue what the hell I was doing. And I was going down through, and I had all of these different jobs, and I hated my life, and I was crying, and the devil almost got me. He almost got me, just like he said, he almost got you, brother. He got you broke, busted, and disgusted. You're angry, you're upset, you're disappointed, because you don't understand that every evil thing that you go, you got to do it. So you're trying, like me, to be good, because you think it's about morality. You don't understand it's about purpose and about causality, and you don't understand for this cause were you born. For this cause are you on this earth. For this cause that you're doing bad things for good purposes. You see, brothers, my Bible tells me that I had to master all of the crafts. That's why I've had 50-plus jobs. That's why I've studied every major religion. That's why I'm part of all of these secret societies on the DL. That's why I've ran through and I've done all of this stuff, because I cannot teach nothing that I have not been through. You can't teach nothing that you yourself have not been through. So you're going to come and talk to me about alcoholism and you haven't dropped. You're going to talk to me about Luciferianism and you can't even spot a devil if he slapped you upside the head. You're going to try to come and talk to me about Wicca and witchcraft and you ain't even cast a spell. You're going to try to come and tell me about lust and you squeaky clean. You're going to try to talk to me about sexual immorality and you can't even spell the word. So my brothers and sisters, you need to make sure that you are in your lane, and that you stay out of mine, because I'm gonna stay in my lane, and I'm gonna get the hell out of yours. I'm not called to do all of this other stuff. I'm on this planned net for one purpose and for one reason only. And if you don't understand that, you can't build your ark. Your ark is your purpose. I highly recommend, brothers and sisters, that you do whatever you gotta do to make sure that you listen to this series starting on Wednesday of next week. That you email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If you gotta pay me $1 a week for the next 50 weeks, whatever it is, you need to make sure that you are on this call. Money is not an object. You have to build your ark before the flood. You have to build your ark before the flood. You have to build your ark before the flood. It does you no good to build the ark after the flood, because when the water comes and you can't swim, you're going to drown. Everybody who did not get into the ark with Noah, what happened to them? Or Noah, they was asking Noah, they was laughing at Noah. You know how many people been laughing at me? You know how many, there's this knucklehead on my Facebook page right now saying crazy stuff. You know how many people came on my Facebook page and told me God sent them to shut me down? They all called me back later and apologized. I have people, this one sister was a part of my organization for 5 years. She said that the prophet told her that God told the prophet to tell her for me to stop teaching, that I wasn't called to teach. Now, I don't know about you, but what if I was young, dumb, and stupid, and I would have believed her and I would have stopped teaching? My entire life has prepared me to teach. And I got somebody who was visited by a demon, and the demon told her to tell me, and she was stupid enough to believe the demon, and she going to call me, somebody who I knew, somebody who's a part of my organization, somebody who I trust, who has access to all of my information, and you mean to tell me, I have family members tell me, I have my own brother tell me that I need to sit down and shut up. So what if I believe what I see and what I heard instead of what God said? So there's somebody listening on this show, you believe in what the somebody else is saying instead of what God has read, what God has spoken into your heart. So I don't give a flying blank what the blank anybody tells me or tells you. You better make sure that you know, not believe. You may be a believer. I don't do believers. I'm not a believer. I destroy believers. Believers are a waste of freaking time. You better make sure that you know that you know that you know. So I'm going to ask you a question, brother. I'm going to ask you a question, sister. What the hell are you ready to take a bullet for? Because in September, when September 15th hit, there's going to be guns at your head. And if you ain't willing to take a bullet for what you know, you're going to find your happy-go-lucky behind in a FEMA camp. And they're going to be, you're going to be sipping soup in a straw. So you better make sure, brothers and sisters, because I'm taking the gloves off. I'm not playing church no more. I'm not here to coddle anybody. I'm not here if I hurt your feelings, oh, well, get over it. I'm not here to pacify nobody no more. Them days are over. Them days of this old belly back will that you guys know, that was all sensitive, not to want to hurt nobody's feelings, so I talked in circles, so that way, you know, hopefully you would understand what I'm saying. Well, we're out of time. We're out of time, brothers. We're out of time, sisters. And so now I'm not trying to please nobody. Now I don't care what you think of me. Now I don't care if you buy my books. Now I don't care if you support me. Now I'm not going to water down my message. Now if you can't afford what I'm doing, oh, well, God bless you. As-salamu alaykum. I see you on the side. Now it's time out. It's amazing that you can make money or you got money to do everything else, but when it comes time to ante up and pay for the truth, oh, you ain't got enough money. Let me make sure that we are all on the same page, because I already know I'm ruffling some feathers today, yet that's my intention. My intention today is to piss somebody off, because it's only when you piss off that you're going to get your happy-go-lucky behind up off the sofa, turn off the damn TV, and actually do something that actually can help you and your children. So I want everybody that has children to go look at your son or your daughter, and then you ask yourself, when they come and they get ready to harvest your organs and your child's organs, what are you going to do? I want you to take a good assessment. That if somebody runs through your front door with a machine gun, what are you willing to do? I need to make sure that you look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself one question. What do you believe? I need to make sure that you understand, are you willing to die for your beliefs? Let me make sure, if somebody takes your son or your daughter and they smash their head up against a telephone pole, are you willing, are you going to denounce Christ? Because if they ain't going to kill you, they're going to kill your family first, and they're going to make you watch. So are you going to take the mark of the beast so your son or your daughter can live? Are you willing? Let me make sure that we understand what we're talking about, because the game is over, brothers and sisters. Let me make sure that everybody's on the same page with me. Are you willing? Are you authentic? And are you available? Because God is looking for people who are willing to put their lives on the line. I'm willing to die today. I don't have to wait till September. I'm ready. Sign me up today. I don't want to wait for September. September's already here for me. Hell, I've been ready about 5 years ago. There ain't nothing on this earth. I love my children. I don't want to leave my children, but I prepared my children already. They know what to do. Sade, you know what to do. BJ, you know what to do. Sheree, you know what to do. Kendrick and Shamora, I'm on my way to tell you what to do today. So let me ask you again, brothers and sisters. Have you built your ark for you and your family? Notice who Noah put in his ark. So I'm going to ask the question again. Have you built the ark for you and your family? If you haven't built the ark for you and your family, you need to join me next week so that you can understand how to do it. You need to make sure that you're ready, brothers. You need to make sure that you're ready, sisters, because the day and the time for us playing church is over. We are out of time. Now it's time for everybody that's at the sound of my voice to understand this is my calling. If you want to know, you say, Doc, you sound a little pissed off today. Damn, Skippy. You say, well, Doc, I don't understand, man. Jesus loves everybody. Why can't we all just hold hands and sing Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya? I want everybody to go to Exodus chapter 31 and read who and what Bezalel is. The word, my name, signifies, signifies, signet, seals. My name seals. My name signifies. My name means. Now I'm going to ask you a question, brothers. I'm going to ask you a question. What does your name signify? What does your name mean? So if you haven't done a Dear Canoe report, or if you haven't built your ark, if you haven't built your makaba, your spiritual ark, you need to understand how to do that. You need to join me next week. Now, the name, the son of Ur, in Hebrew, it means chur, C-H-U-R. He was Moses' most trusted companion. His job was, he was called by God. The name Bezalel, my name in Hebrew means in the shadow, or in the skion, skinos of God. So what does your name mean, brother? What does your name, what does your name mean? Let me make sure, because Christ's name means Yah. Yah is salvation. Yahuwah means Yah, God, is salvation. So let me ask you again, brother. Let me ask you again, sister, what does your name mean now? You don't know what your name means. So in September, if you're walking around and you don't know what your name is, you don't have no ark. You don't have nothing that's going to protect you from the flood. My name means in the shadow, or in the... So you want to know how I went to these places that I've been to and nothing happened to me? I was in the protection of God. The name Bezalel... Bezalel is the son of U-R-I. U-R-I means the light of God, the illumination or the enlightenment of God. It means by light and by fire. U-R-I means Urim. U-R-I-M. U-R-I, Urim. Urim means the high priest or the high priest or the breastplate of the high priest. So, let me make sure you understand who I am, so that way you can understand who you are. See, you don't understand who you are, but more importantly, you don't understand whose you are. W-H-O-S-E. That is the most important question on the planet. So next week, we're going to understand whose you are. Next week, we're going to understand whose you are. You need to understand whose and who you are, brothers and sisters. Because if you can understand who, and if you can understand who you are, see, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, I didn't know who I was, I didn't know whose I was. So on January the 1st of 2009, I damn near put a bullet in my head because I was young, dumb, and stupid. But I'm not young, dumb, and stupid no more. I know that I am under the protection of God. I know that I am the light of God. I know that I am the illumination of God. I know that I am the enlightenment of God. I know that I bring light and that I bring the life and that I bring the fire of God. Everywhere I go, all day, 24/7, 365. I know that I am the Son of God. I know that I am here to take up arms against the Cosmogrator. I know that I am here to do battle with the Amalekites. Who was the Amalekite's brother? Who was the Amalekite sister? Anything that ends in kite inside of the Helios Biblios is a Nephilim and a Nephilim. So all my life I've been battling devils and doctors and demons, bishops. You think I'm going to quit now? So the devil showed up at my house about 2 weeks ago. You guys know the story. A spark of lightning fed me. I get slapped upside the head. So I had to go into a retreat. So for this past week, I put myself in time out. I had to do some soul searching. So you see, I'm on my way back to San Antonio from Houston, Texas, brothers and sisters. And I'm getting ready to set this mother on fire. I don't know what y'all are doing. I don't know if y'all are ready. I don't know. I sleep 2 or 3 hours. This week, I think I've slept 12 hours in the last 7 days, 12 hours. There's something going on, but I can't even put it in words. I can't even contain myself. I've been working out 2-3 times a day. I got too much energy. I can't sit still. I feel like I'm on 10 cups of coffee all day, every day. I can't even put it into words. I can't even be around people. And when I'm around people, people don't understand. They don't understand my zeal. They take it as arrogance. They take it as cockiness. They take it as, oh, who this brother? He think he's better than everybody else. And so I've been dumbing myself down. I'm not doing that no more, man. So I'm giving everybody fair warning. Next week, on next week's call, I'm going to step on some toes. I ain't apologizing, but I'm going to let you know so that way you can choose whether or not. Because I ain't refunding nobody no money. So don't pay me a dime unless you're ready to build your ark. Because what happens when September, everything that I'm saying, you're going to remember. And you're going to say, damn, Doc told me that. I didn't believe him. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters. Exodus chapter 17, verse 10, we're going to break down Bethesiah. Bethesiah was the man called by God to make the Ark of the Covenant. Let me say that again. Bethesiah was the man that was called by God not only to build the tabernacle that housed the Shekinah glory of God, but to build the Ark of the Covenant. Do you know what that is, brother? Do you know what that is, sister? You need to join me next week. All my life, this is what I've been doing. But the devil took what God meant for evil because I was young, I was dumb, and I was stupid, and I didn't know what the hell to do with my gift, so I prostituted it, and I pimped out my gift. That's the same thing you're doing. But you know what? Them days are over with. The devil is a liar. The name Bethesiah, in fact, means God called. That's what it means. It means God called for building. So what I'm doing next week is what I was called to do. So my entire life has prepared me for the show that I'm doing, that I just did this week, and that I'm just getting ready to do next week. My entire life, everything that I've done has prepared me for today. So Exodus 25, verse 8. Exodus 25, verse 8, it talks about how God instructed Moses to build a tabernacle so that God could dwell in this tabernacle with his people. But Moses couldn't do it. So Moses got Bethesiel to do it. So my brothers and my sisters, as I bring this message today to a conclusion, I humbly, respectfully, prayerfully ask and pray, sincerely seek God and ask God if this is something that you should do. It is my prayer, brothers and sisters, that you join me next week. Again, the cost of this seven, hopefully we can get it done in 7 hours. It may take 8 or 9, but we're shooting for 7 hours. We'll do an hour a day. Again, show starts at noon. Everything will be recorded. The same setup as we just had with the last show. Now, if you haven't or if you did not listen to how to activate, Christ activate your 12-strand DNA, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com and purchase a copy of The Metaphysics of New Clay, How to Christ Activate Your 12-Strand DNA before you take How to Build the Ark. Because you need the 12-strand DNA. You have to be connected with God so that way you understand the meaning of your name. Because if you don't understand the meaning of your name, see, your name signifies you. That's how God identifies you. Because God looks down, he doesn't see you. He sees your frequency, your wave, or your vibration. Because flesh and blood, God can't see. He doesn't do flesh and blood. Flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God, only water and spirit. So when he looks down, he sees the water, and he sees the spirit of your name. And so you must understand, we got to signify your name in Hebrew. Because Hebrew is the mystical or the magical language. And it is through the unknown, even if your name isn't Hebrew, we still pour the essence of the name. If your name is Latin, if your name is Italian, if your name is in, Portuguese, whatever we still trace it back to its core, and we find something that signifies you in the kingdom. And so the Father can see that's my son or that my daughter. We amplify your name because man is name, name is man. Please join me for this life-changing series. So that way, with whatever happens in September, you are spiritually prepared. What we are doing is we are spiritually preparing you. We are spiritually building your spiritual ark so spiritually you can handle whatever happens in September. If nothing happens in September, that's even better. If something happens even in September, that's better. Regardless, you are prepared today. We need to make sure that you are mentally prepared. I'm mentally prepared right now. Are you? Have you got your house in order spiritually? Or do you feel some kind of way? Are you still doing morality? Are you allowing the devil to manipulate your feelings? And so, again, whatever you feel about, you bring about. So if you don't feel godly, you can't bring about godly. You're not on the same language as God. And so the devil will cheat you out of your inheritance because you're signifying, you're signaling the wrong frequency. And so my job is to build a mental covenant, the ark of the covenant. My job is to help you build an ark that's based on the covenant, the new covenant, the neocortex. You must build an ARK. Next week, we're going to break down the ark of the covenant. Why did everywhere they go, they took the Ark of the Covenant with them everywhere they went? And nobody could just pick up the Ark of the Covenant. They would die unless there was a high priest. You must be the high priest. You are the high priest of your covenant. So you must understand what that means. Join me next week as I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the thing that's going to protect you when whatever does not happen in September. Because I don't give a flying banana what goes on in the world. We are in this world, but we're not of this world. So the thing that takes place in this world doesn't affect you. At least it shouldn't. We're going to break it down. My brothers and my sisters, I am Bethesiel Rogers. I need to make sure you understand who you are. Join me next week as I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify how to build the Ark of the Covenant. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Bethesiah Rogers, a.k.a. also known as Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Produced by Cornby.
Bejola, Jehovah, let me mix it in your soda. I'm flying in my spaceship. Can you hear me? Zoom it over. I'm here to show these people how to fight in it. I'm a soldier. In life, you better listen to Jehovah, cause he'll mold ya. I'm waking up these masses, better smell it like it's Folgers. Society up and down, it's like a town, a roller coaster.